Hey y'all, come on down to NASCAR Car Wash. We have three convenient locations to serve you. 7601 Almerton Road, Largo, 8680 Park Boulevard, Seminole, and 7141 4th Street, North St. Petersburg. Zoom on in to NASCAR Car Wash, buy a single wash, and the next 30 days, unlimited washes for free. Or text CHECKERED to 55678 to sign up. That's 55678 to sign up. And check out our website to see all of our great offers. That's NASCARCarWashes.com. Faster than a NASCAR pit stop.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. You might have heard me singing in downtown Clearwater. And after the show's over, I'm always so hungry. That's when it's time to go to Billy Brinks. They specialize in Neapolitan wood-fired pizza. All the ingredients are fresh to order, and they even use boar's head meat for their sandwiches. And on top of all that, they have half-off happy hour all day. You've got to check this place out. Head down to Billy Brinks on 1100 Cleveland Street. Tell them JK sent you and get 25% off your first order. Billy Brinks, one of the best places to get away.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein!
Okay, another one in the book, Tommy. Thank you for everything you do, Tommy. And I like to publicly apologize. Sometimes we come in here and we're too loud and we disrespect the station. And by disrespecting the station, it's not good. You know, and I apologize. Anyhow, we got Cal in the house.
Yeah.
Gal. He's a mad scientist who invented something that potentially can kill coronavirus, all variants. Mm-hmm. And he has the machine. He has the prototype. And we're looking for investors for someone to believe in it. And, of course, this is all in the theory stage right now.
Yes.
Correct? So this way, if someone can believe in a product that can kill variants, he's a veteran, he's a scientist, he has degrees in college, right?
Yeah.
Bachelor's degrees and all that. He's an engineer, so he's a smart cat, and he's paid his dues for our country, and he's come up with this invention that kills coronavirus and all variants. Basically what it does is, it, from what I understand, it takes the CO2 out of the air, so you have 100% oxygen, and it kills all bacteria.
Yeah, with electricity, with direct current electricity.
The electricity is what kills it. It's kind of a neat thing, right? So if I said to you right now, easy air, would you know that's what it was?
Easy air, yeah.
No, you, young man, say yes or no. If I, no. Why? Say, tell me why no. Come to the mic. So I say to you, easy air, and that's what you say. What do you think? Does that say anything about it that it kills corona?
No, sir, it does not.
Okay, thank you. That's all. I wish I was like Judge Judy.
I'm not getting involved with this. I can tell you that right now, Brian.
No, but I'm just...
I'm staying out.
I wish we were in front of Judge Judy, actually.
Right.
Yes.
Like, here, I sell ice cream, but I'm going to call my...
Well, you have to have a name of your company, do you not? What are you going to call the company?
Healthy Air.
There's already a trademark for that.
Then you just reword it, right? Something. Or Kills Coronavirus Air.
Really? That's the name of your company?
That's right.
That's ridiculous.
But it's not going to be easy air, like the big thing in the end, because no one's going to know what it is. Would you know, Tommy, if I said to you easy air, to say in the mic, would you know what that does? No, I would not. Thank you. And this is what I'm dealing with on a regular basis.
Would you know what Publix is if I just said Publix?
Yeah, but they back it up with advertising.
No. Would you know what Publix
yes,
is?
Based
you
on
would not.
It's a library.
It's a library. Yeah, Publix is where I go out in public. Right? But you got to know, like, back with advertising. We had the thing last time they were Earthlink in our market. Do you know what Earthlink is?
No, sir.
No, you don't, huh? Mm-hmm. So now we're 0-5. Do you know what Earthlink is?
I have no idea.
Do you?
No.
Okay. Well, we're doing a big ad for Earthlink, and I'm saying, well, it's an
I've heard of it.
Yeah, but it's an internet provider.
Yeah.
And these moolies, right, they're trying to tell me, oh, my God, you can't put internet. Right. Just, anyhow, it's crazy. So I saw you at Dicey's.
Yes, was that Dicey's what, yesterday?
Yes, and then tell us what you think of their food.
Their food is fantastic. We went last night, CJ, myself, and Austin. We had pasta. Well, I didn't have the pasta because I'm gluten-free right now. So I had a beautiful steak and mashed potatoes, and they had the pasta, and they loved it.
Fantastic. Yeah, we have a thing where you can win $50, right? We're going to do a show. You want to show it to Eric? Okay, oh, if you can get the chair up.
Okay.
Right. $50. Smart cat over there.
I'll give you a little clue on it.
Okay.
It's made in Japan. It's from the early 1960s. And you have three options to figure out what it is. I'll tell you what it is.
Fred Flintstone?
It's Fred Flintstone.
Barney Rubble?
Barney Rubble or Alley-Oop?
Anyhow, that's good stuff. Yeah, okay. So anybody, you can put it up to the camera?
Yeah, sure.
Right, that's what it is.
And I got that today. That'll be at the antique shop at Red Rooster tomorrow.
That is unbelievable. I was just about to say, please tell us your name.
Oh, hi, my name's Adam, and I'm calling from Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida.
Wow. You like an antique shop? You want to go there sometime?
Oh, yeah.
See, a lot of different crazy things. A lot of nice things and a lot of unusual things that nobody else has in the area.
Yeah, it is neat. I'm really into antiques myself.
Well, you're getting there. You're collectible, you know, so you're not quite an antique yet.
I resemble that remark.
What happened to the finger? Gotta tell us the story.
Oh, what happens is there's a word that's called F-U, right? Right, think about it. Do you know where it came from originally? What happened is...
my parents.
He would appreciate this. In the 1500s, before there were guns and stuff like that, what happened was in France, they would use bow and arrows, and the strong finger on the bow and arrow was the middle finger, right? And what they would do is, if they were attacked and they realized that the people had to retreat from the attack, they said, and I'm not using a curse word, they said, pluck you. Right, because now they could still pluck the arrow. And they would go like, they would put their middle finger up and show it to them. And a lot of times they would moon the people too.
Yeah. What happened if they had a mace or something? What did they do then?
I don't know. So that's where the F word came from originally.
Okay.
So
this is absolutely gospel, right? Is this 100% true?
This is 100% true. Just like his thing kills... That's it. So what happened was I was attacked
by a sardine can.
But I can still say, right? Not a curse word. Pluck you, right? So that's why
I'm sure you said that when you cut your finger. Was it a tuna fish can? What was it?
Oh, man.
And do you know who put this on me? The gentleman Brent, who I have his card. He put it on from Tree College, and it's not ology. Can you look at this and notice the C?
Treecology.
Right, and then you...
So you had a tree doctor dress your wounds.
Yes.
So are you saying you're the mighty oak? Is that
what
you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. No, read the line underneath the C, what it says.
Clearly.
It says clearly see the difference.
Right, because there's another company that has a name similar to his, but his is with a C, the other guy's with an O.
Oh, okay.
So he wants people to see the difference.
Well,
you get it?
If he can take care of you, I'm sure he can take care of anyone.
So he's a doctor. He's a triologist.
A triologist.
So I went to him for... He's a medic, right? For doctors.
That's good. Yeah.
Right. So anyhow...
Cheaper, right?
Right. He's the owner, and his name is Brent. The phone number is 727-789-4500. So if you get a cut or anything like that, he'll fix your cut, seriously, and trim your trees.
I think that's a little stretch.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
But he's a great, so he's a, like, is he an arborist? Is that what they would call
that's
him?
That's it. He's like a doctor.
A doctor for tree. I don't know about you.
But I can tell you, look.
Okay.
I needed stitches and I didn't get them.
So you got a butterfly.
I got a butterfly.
Okay.
Great. Gary, good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, good to hear from you, too.
Okay. We need to get with you, too, actually, this week. Today's Thursday.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I just want me to just finish this. Can you read the stuff that he offers? Can you see?
Tree trimming, tree pruning.
Okay, you can't read.
I can't read.
Okay, young man, can you read it?
Tree trimming, tree pruning, tree removal, stump grinding, lot clearing, bucket trucks, cane service, and bobcat service.
Sounds like he does it all.
Okay, maybe we might have a new hire. You get out. You're fired.
I'm fired.
Hallelujah.
Treeology. Yes. And so anyhow, that's my buddy, who is also a medic.
Oh, okay.
So he's a medic and a treeology. And what does it say? Clearly
see
the difference. Yeah. 789-4500. And you see what
Did
I really
you know
should do?
That Brent is also an inventor, that he invented part of the bucket that goes up to, well, I don't know exactly what, but part of the bucket that goes up that they use for trees.
Like the cherry picker, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Podzilla.
Right. Podzilla. And he also is with the thing with the something where they pods. Right. He did the pods where the thing goes around, right? And I'm watching him while he's like a scientist with, you know, doing the melt welding stuff. So you know how like when you dump off stuff, it has to come out from the back and you work your way in, like a truck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you had something that went around, like on a machine that you can stand on, right? And then you can pick and it'll bring you around. So he invented that also. Or he was in the process of inventing
that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Right, so he's a genius. And what he does is, I mean, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but he owns like 10 houses. Right? All right, and then he rebuilds them and stuff, and he puts pools in, and he doesn't spare no expense. So just think where the housing market is now, how rich this guy is right now with 10 houses, right?
He's selling them.
And then I even said it's like an army, because what they do is they pull up with like 20 people, and they have all state-of-the-art trucks, like, you know? And his name is, what is it? A.A. Absolute Tree Service.
A. Absolute.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Oh, A. Absolute. Okay, so anybody here, if you know the answer, don't say it. But why did he call it A.A. Absolute? Why did he throw another A in? If you know the answer.
I don't.
Okay, what is the answer you think?
Because he quit drinking.
No.
Because there was another company with that name.
No.
Okay.
Who knows? Do you know? Tommy knows, because it's an old person, not saying that, but this would be old strategy for advertising.
Yeah, you get. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So now when you go to, is for the yellow pages, what people would do is they would put three A's, right? Right? And then that's why they used to do it, because if you turn to the yellow pages, which is history now, right?
That's right.
But you would be the first one, and the tree service would be him.
Absolutely. Like when you used
absolutely
to publish
is
it.
The name of his. Did you
That's
do that?
Right. No, I didn't.
A absolutely. You didn't? See
no,
how I got you to say that?
A absolute.
A
no,
absolute.
Well, you know all about that, Brian. Papyrus, you know. And
can I ask a question? I don't know. Okay. Just raise your hand if anybody knows what papyrus is. Raise your hand.
Papyrus?
I don't.
You don't know what papyrus is?
No. Do you know, Tom? Okay, do you know?
No.
So right now, do you know? No. See, this is what it's like
Come
when
on.
You put an ad together.
Well, I could say something like, it's probably not a good word. I
papyrus, I would think, is a tree sap?
Papyrus is what they used to make paper out of, the ancient Egyptians.
Oh, wow.
Referring to your age, mister.
Does come from the tree.
Did you know that, Tommy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like your birth certificate was on the Rosetta Stone.
So the scrolls would be written on papyrus?
That's right.
See, you didn't know, I didn't know, you didn't know, and you didn't know.
And you were there when they wrote them.
There you go.
That's right.
But you get what I'm saying is, like when you're doing ads, right, the part of me, and I'm going to, I was going to think, oh yeah, he shouldn't say this, but it's true. Part of me being dumb, right, is when I look at an ad like Earthlink, right, I know to put internet there, right? Oh no, everybody knows what it is. And they overruled me too, by the way. They overruled me, and we never put internet in there, right? So then to prove my point, I was at Save-A-Lot, and I said, the first 20 people that come in, I'm going to ask them what Earthlink is. 4 out of 20 knew. Wow. So we put it out in there, join Earthlink, but never told them what it was.
You know,
papyrus. I didn't know.
You know, you really, I guess you do. You really have to state clearly what things are nowadays. You have to.
Right. So this song thing with the song, they thought it was that someone comes to the wedding and sings it. We were selling the thing that we got for your wife. Tell them what that was, if you don't mind, Eric.
The song?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to know about it?
Tell me what you thought of it and like what was
it? Oh, it was awesome. The guy came in and you had him on a show one time. And he, I think he owns a jewelry show.
Yes, right, Rose's Jewelry.
Okay, hold on. I beg to differ. Can you guys look at this ad and just tell me what you think it is?
Earthlink. Well, it says it right there. All your internet.
Oh, it says it right there.
Let me see.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, all the internet it says it right you need.
Where?
Right
black,
there.
Black bowl.
Oh, yeah, in small print, buried in the ad. Yeah, just like study the ad, and then you'll know what we do.
Yeah,
right. The thing is, that's my point. The thing is, that's internet. That's right. I'll give you an example, right? I just don't want to get out. I always think Adam's mad at me now. And I know he's not, but
no, I'm not mad at you.
Okay, so 500,000 quarter-inch drill bits was sold last year. Did you know that?
No.
No.
Right. Why did people buy 500,000 quarter-inch drill bits last year?
Quarter inch.
Yes.
Huh.
What did they want?
Everything to be a quarter?
They didn't want them. Did they want the drill bit? Did they want the drill bit? No! They didn't want the drill bit. They wanted a quarter inch hole.
Oh, I thought it was that they were going to take their bow. and they would F you into the atmosphere.
No, it's pluck you.
Okay.
Anyhow, but you get what I'm saying? They wanted the hole, the quarter inch hole.
Okay. Right?
So that's what you sell then. You sell the hole. You get what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Have you taken your medication today?
Actually, I haven't.
And if you are from Florida, does anyone know the saying, if you can't get help at Charter, get help somewhere?
I have not
heard actually,
that.
She just got my medicine. You know that?
I have not heard that.
I have anti-sigmatic, whatever they call that. I haven't taken it. It's out there.
Psychotic.
Yeah.
I haven't taken it yet. I'd be a different person if I did. I'd be at peace.
Well, you can have it in this cup. Okay?
Yes.
Wow. Mix
it up. Oh, my God. I resemble that remark.
Yeah, no more coming to work without taking your medicine first.
Tell us about that cup, Adam.
Okay, the cup. It is from the early 1960s. Okay? It's made in Japan, I would think. And it's either, you have three choices. It's Fred Flintstone, it's Bonnie Rubble, or it's Alley-Oop.
Everybody come in and show us 50 bucks. Come on, guys.
Very cool. So was this a cartoon?
Yes.
No, come on, Julie.
Very cool. Brian should know this.
I already do know it.
Yes.
I'm going to go with A.
You got to listen to the choices.
You ready? $50. Come on, Julie. You can win 50. Wait, redo it for Julie.
Okay.
We don't even know who Julie is, but we're asking.
Okay, it's from the early 60s.
Oh, really? Come on in, Julie. Close the door.
It's from the early 60s, and it was made in Japan, and it's either A, Fred Flintstone, B, Barney Rubble, or C, it's Alley-Oop.
And then you get a $50 gift certificate if you win it.
It's either really bad Fred Flintstone or Alley-Oop.
I think Fred Flintstone, it's a.
It can't be Barney Rubble.
No, it can't be Fred Flintstone.
Fred
Flintstone. It is. It's a character mug. That's where it is. Okay. Yes, it is.
I'm going to go with Fred Flintstone.
Okay.
Really? You know, one of my clients he's calls Brian Fred Flintstone.
No, it is Alley-Oop.
Alley-Oop.
Yes. Did anybody say Alley-Oop?
And see?
You did?
He's got the thing.
You got the $50 gift certificate.
He's got a bone here.
Brian, this is you.
I don't even know.
Fred Flintstone.
Caveman.
Oh, I want to know. Where does it say internet?
Maybe we can leave, like, get out.
There's no internet on this. Come on.
Maybe we can play Alley-Oop on the way out, right?
Yes.
Alley-Oop. I don't even know what Alley-Oop is.
Alley-Oop was a cartoon character, but in 1960, there was a song that came out that said Alley-Oop.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we play the song?
Yeah.
Why don't we play the song, Alley-Oop?
I think so.
Is Tom there? No, Tom's not there.
I was just going to guess coffee mug.
You
didn't say who at first.
You never heard Alley-Oop?
No. Can you send that to him to play Alley-Oop?
I think so.
No, we're going to look for it. I want to show you the cartoon.
Can you play Alley-Oop song, Mr. Tom?
Yeah. On the way out or whatever.
Alley-Oop.
Look, these are all the little cartoon people. It was a comic book as well.
Yeah, and in 1960 they released it as a 45.
Oh, look, it's you, Cro-Magnon Man.
Yeah.
Speak softly and carry a big stick. Yes. You know?
That's it. You know who said that originally?
Theodore Roosevelt.
That's right. And do you know what Teddy Roosevelt did?
It was Teddy Roosevelt. Theodore. Right. Yeah.
I know. I just let you get away with it. Here you go. Can you hear it? Put it on.
He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oop. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count to four.
Looks like him.
He got a big ugly club and a head full of howl.
Wanna say hello?
Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man that is alive. Clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter.
That's good.
The toughest man there is alive.
Oh, well, end with that. I can see where that could be fun. Now, you have a nice young lady that you'd like to say hello to?
Yeah, I have a young lady called C. I'm giving you a shout-out, okay?
C? Are you kidding me? C? Clearly see the difference.
Yeah.
You should have said that, see? Treecology. He also is a medic. It's AA, Absolute Tree Service.
Clistina.
Yeah, you know her well, huh?
Yeah, I do.
You can tell they've been together for a long time.
Yes, we have.
All right. So anyhow, would you like to come over?
Sure.
You want to let him talk?
Yeah,
sure.
And then, Eric, you're going to sit here? I just wanted
to the Cro-Magnon man has to go polish his
club.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So what do you do, young man?
At the moment, not much.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, at least he tells it like it is, right?
I really like that.
That's right.
Right. Nothing much. We only bring in the best here. No. Well, you have a good speak. You speak well.
Thank you.
Yes. Do you have an education in school?
Yes, sir.
What was your grade that you got out of?
12th.
12th grade.
Yes,
good
sir.
Stuff. So you came here with Steve.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So it's important that everybody gets a second chance. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
Right. So, you know, you can hit bottom, but if you want to be at bottom, one of the things to do to get out of bottom is to stop digging.
Mm.
Right? And then just stay clean and sober is important, right?
Exactly.
Right, because you have a shot at life if you stay clean and sober. And that's where you're at right now, correct?
Yes, sir.
Right. And you can do it. You know, and I would say I'd shoot the first person that tried to stop you, but then I might get in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. You can't say that. So I didn't just say that.
You'd get alley-ooped.
You get alley-ooped.
Alley-ooped.
But no, it's important to give people a second, third chance. I know I've gotten mine.
I believe that for sure.
Right. And I actually said something. I've said stuff on the radio I wish I could take back.
I don't know about people that kill people, though. Maybe they don't.
No, that you
chances,
can't. Yeah.
But most people, yeah.
You yeah.
Because they're hurting themselves. Right. You know, there's a difference.
Right. And hurt people. Oh, Gary. Is Gary yeah. there?
Right here.
Yeah. So, Gary, why don't you come here, Adam, if you don't mind, sit here. Right. And then tell us, like, exactly what you got going on with the Boy Scouts. Okay. And talk to us, like, what you've done. It's amazing, the things. We were just talking about second chances. Were you in the Boy Scouts?
No, sir.
No. See, that's the good thing, is why the Boy Scouts are so important, is they steer these young men in the right directions to learn morals, principles to live by, and all these things, and to be leaders. And this is what I don't, you know, they say you change one person's life, you've changed the world.
Yeah.
And I can't begin to think of how many lives, Gary, you've changed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyhow, Adam's going to talk to you guys. Keep it going. Just keep everything going.
All right.
Hello, Gary. How are you? So tell us what's going on recently. What?
Oh, my gosh.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, the show's not long enough.
Well, not that long, but...
Anyway,
okay.
Here's the whole thing, the whole idea. You take a child and you turn him into a leader.
Okay.
By demonstration, practical example, hands-on learning.
Okay.
Okay, it's a little bit different than going to school.
Oh, absolutely.
And you train him that he's going to fail.
Okay.
And if he can't fail, he can't learn.
No, that's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
I call it failing forward.
That's right.
Yeah. You ask any top athlete, movie star, whatever, right, and they'll tell you the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they learn failure.
That's right.
And if they can't fail, they can't learn.
So tell us what's going on with the summer camp. How's that going along? How's the...
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, we had COVID and the kids couldn't go to camp.
That's right.
This is the first camp they've had in 2 years.
Wow.
That's right, yeah.
So... what do you think the camps look like right now?
I'm sure they need a little bit of sprucing up, a lot of sprucing up.
They're
are the roofs still on them, you know?
I'll tell you, they're packed out right now. And they're going to be that way all the way up through August.
Okay.
But we have 5 camps in the local area.
Okay.
And the closest one is 7 miles away from the radio station. It's at Safety Harbor.
All right.
It's called
So when did you get the camps up and running? I mean, so they've been closed up for almost 2 years. So what's going on with them now? Are they all fully functional, ready to go? And are there guys, are there scouts there right now?
There's scouts there right now.
Okay.
And
because I know that must take a lot of work getting that up and running and you know, ready for them to come in.
Yeah, you should talk to the ranger.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
And I'm sure the scouts themselves help out too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
we have a group called the Order of the Arrow. And
okay.
It's an honor society.
Yep.
And they're dedicated to service. And that's what they do. They do stuff like that. They take care of the camps, you know, do all the dirty work, get it done.
Yep.
When disasters happen, they're there. They're older kids. Okay.
So can you give us again, Gary, if anybody wants to contribute, you know, time, money, effort, give them your telephone number so where you can be reached. so they can, you know, so we can all help.
Yeah. Okay, you got a pen and paper? This is like ancient technology, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Pen and a paper, right?
Yes, we need a pen and a paper. That's right.
Yeah, okay. So it's 727. 639.
1879.
Okay.
And is there any time that they should call, or is it any time, you know, it's a perfect time
after
to call?
9 o'clock. Don't call me after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In the morning. I'm feeling. anyway, I'm virtually all a business day.
Okay.
And the other thing is if you want to help out or you want to join, it's called beascout.org.
Beascout.org. And that is on, you know, on the web, of course.
Yeah, on the web. You just type in beascout.org and it'll take you right,
yeah, right there to the website. That's great. That's really great.
You put in the zip code.
Yeah.
And it will give you the guy closest to where you live.
That's right, because there's all different locations, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
In Pinellas County.
In Pinellas County. Okay, that's really great. Isn't that? I think that's what they're doing is fantastic, mm-hmm. right, Eric?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You teach them structure.
Yep.
You have any questions?
I love the failing forward, you know? That's what it's about.
That's right.
I was a Cub Scout, so a Boy Scout, and that's what it's definitely about, helping others, you know
what
I mean?
That's right. And you do a great job, Gary.
Yep.
Great cause.
So how are you doing, Eric? What's going on with
you? I'm doing good, man, doing good. Things are turning around in a print business, which is awesome.
So you see, like, things picking up now since, you know, people, it's getting back to normal a little bit.
You know, it was a little shaky there start of the year. It was up and down and down and up, you know, but talking to a lot of businesses, it was the same.
Well, that's great. I mean, I know, like, all the businesses, everyone's been through the mill in the last year and a half, you know, so.
Absolutely.
But that things are picking up, even in the summer months when it's usually this kind of slows down a little bit, that you're getting, you know, that it's picking up. That's fantastic.
But the thing that's really, like, it's crazy, I guess, picking up because COVID is almost like, is it just over? I was watching the Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday, and everyone's, like, sardined. And in New York, I'm like, what, it's over already? I mean, I just flipped the switch.
I wouldn't say it's quite over, right? but we're in the right direction.
I know. I was watching that game. I was like, hey, good for them. I hope it just doesn't start up the plague again.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
I was like, wow, you know? There were so many people just.
And there he is.
I'm about to insult Adam.
Oh, gosh.
Good.
My daughter just. You know, she's on. You're on the line. Hey, Liberty, you there? Hello.
Tell you how you meet, Brian.
Okay. Hello. So she's watching it on the internet, the YouTube, and the whole time she's. Hi, Libby. Say hi, Libby.
Hello.
She's 16 years old. She graduated with an associate's
degree. That's great.
Wow.
That's
awesome. A year early.
Wow. That's a feat.
Right.
She is an amazing child.
That's an accomplishment.
I don't know how she came from that, but she got
it. Well, that's an accomplishment.
That's a lot of fun, right?
But the whole time she's listening to you now.
Yeah. What did I do wrong?
She has a critique for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Liberty, tell her what you told me.
I thought that you were you.
That's what she thought, you were me.
Oh, hold on.
Let me tell you something. There can be no one like Brian Cash Claus.
Wait, put your head up.
Oh my gosh.
I know, I'm much better looking.
Wow. I had to tell you that. Tammy, do you have any numbers of any plastic surgeons in the area?
I do. Back there.
Yes. Yeah, I have my face to the wall. That's funny.
Good one.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yes, wow. Liberty is an amazing kid. She really is. She's awesome.
Yeah, I met her at the function that they had.
Yes.
I didn't get a chance really to talk to her, but that's amazing that she graduated a year
early with an associate's degree, and she's actually on her way to college.
She got
scholarships
amazing.
And all kind of things. They offered her these things. She's on a list in Pinellas County called the girl. It's a girls list. It's just for females.
All right.
And she's like number 3 or 4 on the list and has been since she was in like 6th grade. Wow. Yeah. This girl has never gotten anything but an A.
Yeah, you got to be a smart cookie. You got to be smart.
Like, that's amazing.
She's an awesome kid. I love Liberty. I've known her since she was just tiny, about 2 or 3 years old. And I've just watched her grow into this beautiful, blossoming young woman. And she's just awesome.
That's great.
Love her so much.
That's wonderful.
Good stuff.
So So Gary was on the line talking about the you know, the scouting and all that, and that was wonderful too. Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on right now.
Yes, it seems that people are going back outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I absolutely see tons of traffic right now.
Right.
I was just looking at a few statistics earlier today from the Tampa Bay Times. They were saying that actually our hotels are 2% fuller right now than they were in 2019.
And is that
this month?
Is
right
that
now.
Because people have been they've been cooped up? For
I
two
totally
years?
Believe so. But the problem is, guys, right now everybody needs help. So everybody needs to quit playing hooky and go back to work. Because I've heard horror stories about. I mean, really, a lot of even clients, they have to close early sometimes because they don't have enough people
work. I read what it's a lot crazy. Of people, a that lot of crazy. White collar professionals who have worked from home, they don't want to go back to the
yeah,
office.
Exactly.
They want to work from home. So the whole job market has completely changed.
Oh, also, the air industry?
That's yeah, everything.
Not
it's,
good.
Everything has changed. But what I did read an article is that luxury goods are going to go through the roof in the next year. People have done very well through this. Like most right. people haven't, but a lot of people have. And they said that luxury items and like travel
well,
and things
to
like that.
I have to absolutely yeah. 100% agree with you. A very, very close friend of mine during the quarantine situation yeah. Closed his jewelry store and started selling things just online.
Online, yeah.
And I'm not even kidding. California is a rich state because he ships more stuff to California oh, yeah. than any other state that he's dealing with right now. But he's making bank and has been since yeah. quarantine, like way more than he ever sold in the really? Actual location. Okay. He is selling everything. He actually closed his store and is just doing online sales now. And mainly it's mostly eBay, a few other sites or whatever, but it's mostly eBay. But like it's unbelievable. Like he's shipping out probably 15 to 20 items a day.
Yeah. Wow. And they also said like lower paying jobs, they're having to pay people more money, which yes. this is a good thing because the like I waited on tables and the minimum wage is not, I don't know, it's not going up in 20 years. So now they're having to pay people $14, $15 an hour. And it'll work out. It'll you know, and you'll have a lot more people out there putting that money back into the economy. Yeah. So it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. It is and it isn't. I mean, everything's going to go up too, though.
Yeah, it'll go up. And it'll survive.
And all jobs shouldn't be, but some jobs are starter jobs for people yeah. going to school and yeah. things, because a lot of companies can't afford that. Yeah. I mean, it's just they
but it's time. $5 an hour. You can't even buy a patent of cigarettes yeah, for $5 right. an hour.
Yeah,
$5. So
that is true.
There you go.
That is true.
But anyway, so a lot of exciting things going on. So we see a lot of people coming in, you know, the antique business, you know, the shop.
Picking
and
up.
It's been really good. Yeah, it's been picking up. It was kind of slow, and now it's picking up. We find that usually at the latter part of the month, we do more. We have a lot more sales.
Okay.
You know, because
why is that?
I think it's because people pay their bills at the beginning of the month, and I think they have more discretionary income
okay.
to buy. And you know, and of course, it's
makes
a luxury.
Sense.
They're more. They're not necessities. Although sometimes when we sell great furniture, it is a need.
Right.
That's
I think that's true.
Okay.
I think bills are mostly due in the beginning of the month, so I think that is true.
We see a big change, yeah. But a lot of people coming in, and it's like I'm really jazzed about it right
awesome.
Now.
Awesome. So
yeah.
where are you located? Where can you find
again,
you?
Again, Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, right on the Palm Harbor line. We're right next to Dan's Fans and across the street from Home Depot.
That's cool.
All right.
I'm going to put a quick plug in for
yes,
Brian.
Yes, please do.
Well, Minuteman too, but Brian here real quick. So I was arguing with this place called Takeout Times. It's kind of like a book, kind of like what Brian does. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's how I ran into Brian. Weird story is back in March or before March, I can't remember, I was talking to this company. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, actually, I'm sorry. It was supposed to be done back in March. I talked to this company back in September
okay.
of last year. And I just got the phone recently. You keep telling me, yeah, it's going to be March. It's going to be February. It's going to be, you know, going backwards. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, we're going forward now. And I'm like in June. So is it going to be July? Is it ever going to happen? And they're telling me, oh, yeah, we're gonna get on it. And I'm like, just forget it. Just move on. So back in, I think this was November, I bumped into Brian and just saying, hey, you know, get into the, you know, want to get in your coupon book and stuff. And since I've gotten in, it's always been, you know, on time, accurate, no problems.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm still fighting with this other company and basically just told them forget it. And they just keep telling me about, well, the rules and, you know, the contract. And I'm like, forget it. There is no contract because I ain't seen any, you know, anything happen.
So you haven't seen anything?
Nothing. Absolutely not nothing. Well, they just keep telling me, you know.
We just had someone contact us, like I was telling Tammy. It was a, you know, wanting to put us into another publication, and it was a complete fraud. And they cold called me about this.
Yeah.
So we know that, you know, your coupon book, BB, how do you use it?
BCC.
It's legitimate, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, wow, how sneaky can you get?
Well, I tell you, speaking of fraud, guys, anybody out there that has an Amazon account, which is probably everybody, I have gotten in the last week, obviously someone has gotten my information because I'm getting phone calls to my real phone number saying it's first, it's not a person. It's just a recorded message
like a
saying
robo-call.
That my
automated, yeah.
my account has been frozen with Amazon. Click one to proceed to find out, and they give me an order number and everything, right? And say, click, you know, one to talk to a person about this matter. So I Googled it because I hung up on them. I'm like, I don't believe anybody calling me anymore. Not even, I don't care who you are, because those are usually scams, actually. Your bank won't call you. I mean, most of the time. I mean, if it is, it's a person. It's right. It's not just, you know, I actually got IRS fraud calls as well saying that they called the police and there was all this stuff. I'm like, what the heck is this? Yes, they do not call and use automated
people. I got something
people.
Like that, too, if it was IRS or it was Social Security Department. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it was like, dot, you know, press one.
Right, yes.
So when, if you do that, you're going to get, give, they
well,
want all their
yes,
information.
What happens is, because I Googled it, and what the goal of this call is for you to click the one, actually speak to a person, and then they say, well, let us verify your account. What credit card do you have on this account? For a payment, and then you tell them, and guess what? Then they have it,
that's
and within seconds
you.
Before you're even off the phone, and your account's
when
wiped.
When any of that happens, if I am at least, if I think it's fishy at all, what I'll do is I'll go and I'll look up the number of whatever company.
Oh, right.
That's
so
smart.
Actually, what I did
them.
Was, yeah. like, I was actually with a client and I answered it because I thought it was my other client. It was a similar number, and I was just going to tell them, hey, I'll call you back in a minute. But it was that. So after I got done with my client, I went to my car and I'm like, that's weird. So I actually called the number back. Guess what? It was actually a regular person. Now, I really do not believe this gentleman knew what was going on because I said, I got a call from this number earlier saying that my Amazon account, he's like, I'm just, this is my cell phone number. Like, I don't know what you're talking.
They're just using the
Well,
same.
Yes, because what they do is there's apps even you can put on your phone to call from any number you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, call from Minuteman Press and say, oh, I'm Eric from Minuteman
they
Press.
They did
and
that
call
to
from
me
your
also.
Number.
Yeah, because when I looked at the number, it was a real
That's,
estate agent.
Wow.
Right, right. That's what they do. They just steal other people's numbers and call you from that number. And then, so beware out there. That's a new thing. And then I've actually gotten 4 emails. Also stating that my Amazon account has an issue, and I'm like, well,
and it's working fine. Okay.
Yeah, so just to be on the safe side, I actually did go in and change my passwords for like my email and my Amazon and all those kind of things. But I mean, yeah, it's the lengths that these people will go to fraudulently get your credit card information.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can call from any company. They could say, oh, I'm Capital One, or oh, I'm your bank, or whatever.
When in doubt, just, you know, find the, you know, whatever the whatever company or agency it is, call them at first, and they'll let you know. But isn't it nice to know that, you know, your booklet is legit and everything you get out there?
Yes.
And what is your area that you deliver to? I mean,
okay,
it's a,
well,
it's a lot.
Exciting news, actually.
Okay.
Last book, we actually expanded into East Lake area, which it actually worked really, really well. And I want to thank the East Lake people out there. They are so kind. All the businesses were absolutely awesome. I can't even think of one business that was like, oh, we don't want those here, or, you know, because I was finding new areas to put the books
Where
in.
Where is East Lake, by the way?
East Lake is... it's close to Palm Harbor. It's on the border of Palm Harbor.
Okay, near,
So it's a little, like, I don't know north, south, and east and west.
Yeah,
honestly, it's terrible, but I
but
don't.
But it's near Palm Harbor.
Yes, it's it's right on the border of Palm Harbor.
Okay.
So it's very close to Tarpon as well.
Okay,
so it's right over in that area.
I know the
like
area.
McMullen Booth, if you're going up McMullen, like from here, that's part of that is East Lake.
So that's a new area that is.
Yeah, so we expanded into that area.
Into that
it's
area.
A lot of housing out there, but in the whole little, all of the plazas where there's businesses, like they were also welcoming. They were awesome. They actually showed a lot of support for, it was a new client that we got out there, which is the Nesting Grounds. Love you guys. They have awesome food. But they almost everybody came in and was, you know, showing the book to them, saying, hey, we got this book. We came in to check you out and stuff like that. So really, really was very, very good out in that area. And now this book, we are expanding into St. Pete a bit, not all the way down to the water, but the 4th Street area and surrounding areas.
Well, that's
there.
That's great.
Yeah, because we got a brand new client down there as well, a NASCAR Car Wash.
Okay.
You guys got to go check them out. They have three locations, actually, one in Seminole, one in Largo, and one in St. Pete. So they're a brand new client, too, so we're going to be moving into that area.
So while we're on that subject real quick, what other areas are you in? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah. So we actually go from the tip of Holiday, which is Pasco. I don't go too deep into Pasco County right now.
Okay.
But we go from there all the way down to St. Pete now. So all Safety Harbor, Clearwater, Countryside, Largo, Seminole. So we do all those areas.
That's quite an area.
In between. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, we have over 1,000 locations, which we're about to gain. I don't know how many new ones when we start going into St. Pete. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially St. Pete. You know, they got that I Love St. Pete website and stuff. So
yeah,
that's
there's
just
a lot of new business down there. 4th Street is just awesome with new businesses. I actually met with a few clients. They're not going to get in this time, but next time, because he had some signage issues. Actually, I believe you spoke to him. EBI.
Oh, yes.
EBI, yeah, he had a signage issue where they have to actually disconnect the electricity, I believe, right?
Yes.
The city has to or something, or Duke has to, I should say. And the people in the plaza are kind of like not happy about that, but it's like 4 hours.
That's the only thing they have to do,
yeah, so he can get a new sign, because it actually used to be a different restaurant that didn't have the greatest of reputations.
Yeah, so you don't want that. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's trying to rebrand and everything, and it's gorgeous in there. I don't know if you actually went. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And what's the name of this place again?
It's called EBI, and it's a sushi Thai fusion type of place.
Okay.
And it's gorgeous. Like, they have these purple lights all around, and everything.
Oh,
wow.
I think
brand
you talked
new.
About this. Yeah.
It's really, they have a sushi bar set up, and I mean, they're just so accommodating. They will make you something if it's not on the menu. Like, my friend actually took me there. He's the one who introduced me to them. And he's like, oh, can you make me this kind of sushi roll? It's not on the menu. And they were like, sure. You know, and and their food is good. It is very good.
Yeah,
so that's EBI
important.
On 4th Street, St. Pete. Next time they'll be in the book once they get all of their issues worked out.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're going to have to get electricians. And welders and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, wow, I can't believe they put that sign right basically in the power lines anyway. Anyways, no one was really underthinking. They were doing something.
Underthinking,
that.
Yeah. For
probably
sure.
Underthinking.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
I don't know. Something was going on there.
Yep. So we're super excited about our new areas. We've got a new book coming out. So I will be seeing everybody very soon, dropping off the new books. And everything is going really well.
That's
great. The only thing I hate about that is the traffic. I can definitely tell there's a lot more people here, which is good, though. We need it.
More
you
business.
Know? Yes. Yeah.
You think it's busier than it was last summer at this
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Last summer, I mean, I can tell you this. I actually live in Holiday for just a little over a year.
Okay.
So driving is, you know, I work again, all the way to St. Pete or Pinellas Park or Largo or whatever. That's a good little drive there, especially if you're going at drive time. And I can tell you that the traffic literally starts around 3 on 19. So it's not...
Oh, it always did.
Yeah.
When I came
and
down
right
here.
Now, I can, like today, I left my house at, I don't know, 9 o'clock and there was lots of traffic, which usually it didn't used to be that busy. Last summer, I could get from my house to Pinellas Park, because I timed it one day. I was going to see a client in Pinellas Park.
Right.
It took me 35 minutes.
Wow.
Today, it would take me at least an hour and 25 minutes.
Wow.
That is how less traffic there was.
That's why we changed.
Oh, yeah. There was like nobody on the streets.
No.
I mean, when we first came back after the quarantine situation, there was like no one. It was great. I got to say, I got really spoiled driving with like nobody around. But other than that, but it's a good thing, because every time I look out and I see all those cars, I'm like, hey, they're going somewhere and they're going somewhere to spend money. And I hope they're going to small businesses, because that's where we need to spend our money, guys.
We all need it. That's
support the local community.
Small business. Don't go to corporate. I mean, don't go to the big box stores.
Dumb company.
Yes.
Oh, you're doing a great job talking, Tammy. I tell you what, as talking goes, you got it down.
Oh, I took my lessons from the caveman.
This is a you guys, what you guys have to say don't matter. Let's just hear what Tammy has to say. Go back to Tammy.
Like I said, it's just like when you're in here, but you talk way more.
Oh boy. So tell us what's going on. Ask him a question. What's going on with your life?
Of my life, you know, just graduated high school. I want to go to SPC to become an EMT some next year.
Oh, that's great.
Good for you.
Thank
very,
you.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
So have you always wanted to do this, or is this just something new that you said, I want to do this now?
Well, when I graduated, I had a chance to go to a training academy, but I didn't take the opportunity. Okay. I actually went to high school to become a pilot.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do that in a month of Sundays. I wouldn't. I mean, I have a problem getting up in the plane, let alone piloting.
Yeah.
Piloting it.
That'd be pretty cool, though, pilot.
Yeah.
It would be cool. It would be great.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah.
You know,
I could see you up there.
Oh yeah.
So how long do you have to go to get your license for that? How many years do you have to train for that?
For to become a pilot?
Yes.
Well, you have different ratings. Just like if when you drive, you know, you have to get a certification to drive a
car.
That's
right.
So for a different aircraft, you have to have different license and different ratings. So in all, you could do it in a year if you went to ATP or if you went to Embry-Riddle. You know, you can get a degree also and get your pilot's license.
Yeah, because you need so much flying time, right?
Exactly.
With a qualified licensed pilot. Yeah.
And I'm sure you probably got to get so many hours in a smaller plane before you get into a jet and then it's a bigger jet. You got to have so many hours to get into that, and then to get into the commercial,
great.
And you know, and on and on.
Yep.
So. That's wonderful that you've thought about this, and that's what you want to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a shortage of.
There are actually.
Is there really?
Yeah, okay. There are, because they raised the retirement age for pilots to 65. So you imagine pilots have been flying since the early 2000s, even before then.
Right.
You know, those pilots are starting to retire, so they're looking for a lot of new pilots. So there's a lot of training academies.
They need young guys like yourself to get out there and do it.
Oh yeah, for sure. You can join the Air Force straight out of the Air Force. You come home and Delta American, they'll hire you right out the Air Force.
You know, and
like six figures, so.
And I know people are starting to fly again, right? There's not many restrictions now, I guess, on flying now. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm flying next month back to Michigan, but I don't know if there is or not.
I don't think so. Not now. Actually, a friend of mine, she works at the airport. She just went back, actually, after being sort of on hold for the longest.
Right.
But yeah, there's a whole new company actually just opened over at our Tampa airport as well.
Oh, really?
But I think everything's pretty much back to normal.
Well, that's great. Yeah. So you have an in. So this is, you have your career laid out for you. You just have to do it.
Got to get it done.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. I would just like to have you guys talk for a minute how we can contact you, because we only have about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
But thank you so much for being here, and thank you, everybody who was listening.
All righty. I'll start, and we'll go around the table. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Eric with Minuteman Press Largo, 2475 East Bay Drive. Phone number is 727-535-3800. Stop by and see us. All new customers are offering 20% through the whole year. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm Adam at Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida.
And this is Dre, just looking for a sponsor for flying. You can reach me on Facebook, Dre Kwan Wormley Biles.
All right. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Great.
Have a great day, Tampa Bay. All right.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. Taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. Working overtime. Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business. We've been taking care of business.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.